Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en ek gesels met kolonel Dave Miller. Nou kyk, hierdie enetjie gebeur nou gereeld deesdae. Motorbike theft.
Yes.
I saw the other day someone's BMW motorfiets was stolen out of his garage.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
No, it is. It's very, very prevalent.
Yeah.
And at one stage it was basically all your higher end motorbikes.
Yeah.
And now it's moved to sort of any motorbike that's going
okay.
there. From a, like you say, a touring motorbike, street racing motorbikes, scrambling motorbikes, scooters,
yeah,
delivery bikes.
Scooters as well.
Scooters and delivery bikes. You know these big boy scooters and things like that? They're taking anything and everything at the moment.
How do you prevent from that happening? I mean, I know. It's difficult.
It is, but there are certain precautions that you can take.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like anything in life. If a criminal really wants to get something,
yeah.
he's going to get it. But the easier you make it for him, okay,
yeah.
the more chances that they will take it from you. So the idea is to try and make it as difficult as possible. Put as many obstacles in their way. Okay. I had my motorbike stolen quite a while ago when I was still working at Haasfontein Police Station, and I will never forget it because just before it actually happened, my then station commander, Brigadier Lesh, said to me that I need to move my bike out of the driveway, and I was like, yes, okay, and I'll do that, and it had a flat tire, so I was a bit lazy to move it, and about a week later, it got stolen.
Oh, no.
So, yes, for those that have had their motorbike stolen, I feel your pain. But it was my own stupidity because I left it out in the open.
Yeah.
So you want to put as many blocks and obstacles in the way as possible. Electric fencing, motorized gates. Put your motorbike hidden away in a garage.
Yeah.
Chain it up. Make sure you've got a tracking device on the motorbike as well. Small dogs, large dogs are good deterrents. Yappers, very good deterrents.
Yeah.
Beams. All those things are not going to make sure that your motorbike does not get stolen, but it is going to make it a little bit more difficult for them, and it can also give you an early warning with regards to that maybe somebody is trying to come into your yard. Nowadays, you get tamper alarms on your gates.
Okay, yes.
Where your gate is being tampered with, there's an alarm that will go off, so you can be notified that is happening, okay? And then obviously the tracking devices and just make it as difficult as possible. Try not to leave your out in full view of it.
Yeah.
And like I said, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, but that does not prevent them from coming and taking it.
You get these cheap beams now.
Yes.
Put it on the pole next to the gate, whatever. It's cheap. You get it for cheap on online.
Yes.
So it's easy
those
now.
Those are very effective because a lot of the times the guys are coming in, they're looking for the commercial installations.
Yeah.
So they know about the beams. Okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like you're saying, you can get, you know, these little door alarms that ping when you go into a shop. The ding-dong.
Yes.
As you go into the shop. You can rig it up so that it's there and it's wireless. Okay, so if there's any movement around your bike, it'll alert you in your room or in your house or something like that.
We got these big red ones that we put on the pillar, but when you pass it, it makes a hell of a noise, and then the red light goes like an ambulance.
So it's all about the early warnings.
Yeah.
So the earlier that you are alerted to the fact that something is happening, and this goes the same for a potential housebreaking,
especially in the
evenings or during the day when you are at home. All these devices that we've been talking about are early warning systems that are put in place there just to alert you that something is happening. They are not preventative measures.
Thank you, Colonel.
It's a pleasure, Pietra.
Be safe.
Okay, bye-bye.